Here's a recap of news from the war in Iraq. U.S. bombers circled the northern city of Kirkuk today. Explosions were reported from the area, and bombing of military targets continued in Baghdad. In Kuwait, a pickup truck drove into a group of soldiers just outside a U.S. base, injuring more than five people. A military spokesman said no one was killed. General Tommy Franks, commander of Allied forces, said he is unsure whether the incident is related to yesterday's suicide bombing that killed four American infantrymen. The British military said today that five Iraqi officers, including a general from Saddam Hussein's army, have been captured in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. A British spokesman said the general is the highest-ranking Iraqi prisoner of war so far and is being pressed to provide strategic information. 36 U.S. troops have died in the war. That figure includes the four killed in yesterday's car bombing at a U.S. checkpoint. 29 of the deaths have been in combat. U.S. officials say seven Americans have been captured and 16 are missing.